Hi, everybody. My name is Teddy Merrick, and today I'm going to talk to you about program monitoring and evaluation in Zambia, my experiences and reflections from my international health practicum. First, I just want to say that I have no relationships to disclose. I thought it would be important to talk a little bit about who I am and where I came from before diving into my practicum. I got my bachelor's degree in biology. I did laboratory-based research, but in January of 2007, I started an abroad program called Semester at Sea. That was my first experience going abroad, and I visited 10 developing countries during that semester. It was during that time that I became interested in international health, and so as I returned, I moved away from the laboratory and pursued my MPH from Boston University. I was interested in international health, applied research methods, and infectious disease epidemiology. And as I went through my program, I also gained interest in program evaluation. So I just thought it was important to note that I didn't have any international work experience prior to my international practicum, and therefore I was looking for a long-term, robust experience that would give me the skills necessary to succeed as a public health professional. And currently I'm an epidemiologist at the Rhode Island Department of Health. I started at Boston University in January of 2009, and I took three straight semesters of coursework, spanning multiple disciplines, as the MPH programs usually do. Most notably, I took practice-based classes in statistical analysis software, monitoring and evaluation, and applied research methods. I also took important classwork in program management and infectious disease epidemiology, which gave me a broad understanding of the international context in which I was interested in working on public health. During my third semester, I started looking for my practicum. I searched both for domestic and international opportunities because funding and the financial constraints were an issue. I spoke to students and staff about what they did. I went to the practice office and also talked to just family and contacts that I had that way. And it was during that time that I found out about a Boston University program, a Zambia internship program, that they promote. And it gives you the opportunity to work with a Boston University organization in Zambia called ZCARD, or the Zambia Center for Applied Health Research and Development. I applied for that program and was asked to interview first with the Boston University staff, and then second, a Skype interview with the Zambia staff. And I was accepted in April of 2010 and began my internship in July. Just an overview of the Zambia internship. It's a six-month placement in the southern province of Zambia. Boston University covers housing, airfare, and a modest living allowance, as well as providing a robust work and educational experience. There are multiple options for work. You can work in the areas of monitoring and evaluation. You could work in program management, community outreach activities, and the projects that BU runs there are related to HIV, childhood pneumonia studies, OVC projects or maternal and child health projects. So there's a wide array of things that you can do depending on the needs of the program, you know, during any six-month period. It also gave me the opportunity to work with local staff and international staff. I was exposed to other international health organizations in Zambia, not just Boston University, during my time there. And it gives you the opportunity to experience both urban and rural parts of Zambia. Again, providing better context for the type of international work that I wanted to do. And that's a little picture at the bottom of the cottage that I lived in for 6 months. It was fun. So just a little bit about ZCARD more generally. They're the headquarters for Boston University. They partner with the government of Zambia on all of their projects, and they engage with local researchers and experts in the field. They develop, implement, and manage a number of different projects. And the one that I'm going to be speaking of more specifically is BU-PIP, or the Boston University Prevention of Mother-to-Child Transmission of HIV Integration Program. So BU-PIP provides technical assistance to over 180 health facilities in the southern province of Zambia, with the goal of increasing PMTCT services that the health facilities can provide to the community. So Boston University and our staff assess the health facilities for human resource constraints, for infrastructure or logistical problems, any technical or resource issues that may come about, and based upon that, provide targeted support, training, and mentoring to the staff and to the facilities themselves. As well as this targeted support, we also conduct community outreach programs. We go into rural areas and try to increase knowledge and awareness of HIV and PMTCT practices, as well as increasing male involvement. All the while, we are carrying out internal monitoring of the program using routine data collection to get progress updates and make sure that we're keeping up to the standards of our donors and reaching the outcomes that we were hoping to. And the map on the bottom just shows three field offices that we had in Southern Province: Livingston, Choma in the middle, and then Mazibuka up to the north. And also there was the headquarters in Lusaka, which is the capital of Zambia, and that was 2 hours north of Mazibuka. The reason why BUPIP is such an important part of the Z-Card portfolio is because HIV is a huge problem in Zambia today. Mother-to-child transmission is the leading cause of HIV infection in children under 15 in Zambia. The risk of HIV transmission without any type of intervention present can be as high as 40%. There's a 16% national HIV rate, and partner testing rates are below 15% nationally, meaning that for every 100 women that come in who are pregnant, only about 15 men will come in to get tested. And, of course, there's low infant testing rates. And because of this, the program aims to support the Zambian Ministry of Health to increase support to the facilities, meaning knowledgeable and skilled providers, increase facility deliveries to get mothers into the health center so that infants could be tested and started on prophylaxis immediately after birth, and to increase partner testing, infant testing, with the ultimate goal of reducing mother-to-child transmission. I was based in Mazibuka, which is known as the sweetest town in Zambia. It's the home of Zambia sugar, and so there are thousands of acres of sugarcane fields there. And I took on the roles and responsibilities of the monitoring and evaluation coordinator. The existing monitoring and evaluation coordinator was on maternity leave for the first 4 months of my internship. So in her absence, I oversaw monthly data collection. I developed and managed project databases related to the trainings that we conducted. I cleaned and analyzed the data that we took in from each facility and disseminated reports to key stakeholders on key indicators. So we would collect information on how many women were being tested, how many women were coming in to have deliveries, how many partners were coming in, the drug regimens that were being provided to the infants and to the mothers. And these indicators ended up measuring our success in Southern Province. I also presented findings at key meetings, both internal meetings with the BU staff and with the provincial health office, to educate all of the district health offices on the current situation on the ground. And during my stay, the PMTCT guidelines in Zambia changed, and so I helped to develop a new instrument for data collection. Just briefly, some of the key findings while I was in Zambia: we increased support to 188 facilities in the 8 districts that we worked. I believe we were at about 170 when I first started. So that means we trained a lot of new providers in PMTCT practices. We increased partner testing in 7 of the 8 districts and achieved overall a 50% testing rate for the first time. And that's huge when the national average was less than 15%. It showed a lot of great work that BU is doing in Southern Province. I updated the monthly monitoring form as well to reflect the new PMTCT guidelines. And so when I look back on my experience in Zambia, I see a lot of skills that I used in Zambia that complemented my educational background and my educational experience at BU. I maintained a monitoring and evaluation plan in a developing country and an evolving program, and that really built upon the M&E skills that I gained in the classroom. I used SAS for data management and analysis most days, and integrated it with data management using Access and data collection using Teleform software. Teleform is this crazy software where you actually can handwrite on a piece of paper, scan it into a computer, and it turns it digital and inputs it into an Access database. And that was huge for data collection when you're going out into rural areas where you don't have any internet, you don't have any power supply, and you need to do things handwritten. While I was doing this, I was learning how to communicate with stakeholders, from local chiefs and headmen all the way up to officers in the provincial health office. That kind of taught me how to tailor my message depending on who I was talking to. I developed a new data collection form. I presented at meetings and attended meetings run by our donors, and I was able to visit rural health centers to give me, again, perspective on international health. So I improved my knowledge of international health. I improved skills. I expanded my network of peers and colleagues abroad, which, when you're interested in international health work, is very important to have those people that you can turn to if you're looking for jobs, looking for additional experiences. But I think most importantly, what I took home from Zambia was this increased confidence. And I think the confidence is in part due to the challenges that I faced. And as this slide says, there was times when I just had to bang my head on the desk. And yes, there were rather large spiders at times. Living in Zambia, I was immersed in a new culture. I had to eat new foods. I had to learn a new language. It was actually English, but you're kind of on different wavelengths when you first get over there and you're trying to communicate with the Zambian staff and even some of the BUPIP staff in Lusaka that are Westerners, but you're just kind of in a different kind of sink. So you have to come together. There are surprises. There are times when you really need to do work and there's no electricity. There's the lifestyle change. Sometimes you wake up and you don't have any water, or you have to sleep under a bed net, or you have to live among lizards and spiders from time to time. And then there was the organizational differences, the thought of being on Zambia time. Things moved at a different pace. There were formalities at meetings. There was always an opening prayer. Politics and religion came up very early on in my stay, which is something that usually doesn't come up in the workplace in the U.S. So there was just differences. But it taught me to be flexible. It taught me to balance when I needed to take control and be a professional and use my skills to push a project along, and when I just needed to go with the flow and accept that not everything is in my control, and I just had to learn to brush it off and keep working. For the first time, I had to leave home for 6 months. I had to leave my family, my friends, and the thought of being a student, and I had to embark on this real-world, full-time work experience. It taught me to be self-reliant. I had to take care of myself in a way that I never had to before. I also had to learn how to communicate effectively with the people I was working with and come together in the sense of teamwork. I came into an existing M&E structure that was working well, but then that coordinator was gone, and so I couldn't let things flounder. I had to come in very quickly and keep things running smoothly. And I was able to do that, which was huge, I think, for me. And then there was a sense of solitude, which was difficult but also liberating. I lived in a small rural town. There was a lot of free time without cell phone activity, internet, TV, bombarding you from every different direction. And that gave me a chance to look inward, understand a little bit more about what I wanted to do with my professional career, and then what I wanted to just do as a person. And so that was also huge. So as I look into the crowd and I see maybe some students that are thinking about going abroad or individuals who, want to bring some of these messages home, I would say, shoot for a long-term placement. You get comfortable in the culture and the norms that at first seem so foreign to you by being there for a long time. And you get your feet underneath you and you can really start becoming comfortable in your surroundings. You can take on increased responsibility. I would not have done the job that I did if I was only going to be there for a few weeks. So I was able to get a more robust work experience as a result. It gives you a chance to see progress in your work. I was so happy to be there for 2 quarters and get to see that partner testing rate increase and see the fruits of our labor, that we were really doing good work in Zambia. You can take on various roles, and you can travel and see other parts of whether it's Africa or other parts of the region that you're going to be working. I would urge you to think about how adversity can teach you who you really are. I stepped out of my comfort zone, and it led to immense personal growth and self-understanding that has just propelled me and kept me going today. Understand what you want and share it. I wish I did more of that. I had a great experience as an M&E coordinator, but I wish I did more field experience. I wish I got out of the office, stopped working with the data, and started talking more with the nurses and the physicians that were working in the rural health centers. So that's one thing that I wish I did that I didn't, but now I know. Ultimately, be flexible. A lot of things are out of your control. Have an open mind, and just learn from those around you. Even if you're not always having that really, mentally stimulating experience, you're still in a new place with a new environment and new people, and just learn from them. There's no substitute for experience, so just go out there and have this type of experience. The right practicum can set you on the path for bigger and better things. After I got back from Zambia, I went into the job search much more confident. I looked at job listings, and I felt like I could do what they asked me to do. I felt like my Zambia experience gave me the skills that I had on my resume from classroom experiences, but now I really was confident in them, and I was prepared to back them up with this work experience. I went into interviews as a strong individual, knowing that I could do good work because I did it for 6 months in Zambia. And so after coming back from Zambia, I TA'd for two public health courses in BU, an applied research methods course and a monitoring and evaluation course. And I also took on data management work. So I managed and analyzed data for an OVC study that was also going on in Zambia. So I got to work remotely with some of the data staff that I had worked with closely while in Zambia. And then in June of 2011, just a few months ago, I accepted a full-time job at the Rhode Island Department of Health as a public health epidemiologist, where I do infectious disease surveillance and data management and analysis. Every day, I use SAS. I manage data that comes in from all over the state. I collaborate with my coworkers, and I communicate with stakeholders, whether it's other health officials or the local public. So I'm using what I first learned in the classroom, what I began to solidify during my practicum experience, and I feel like I'm a much stronger public health professional than I was, you know, before Zambia. So in short, go. Seek out any type of opportunity that you can and go and do it. Because it changed me and it set me on a path to be a much stronger person and a much more able public health professional. Thank you.